Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
Without doubt, one of the best things of covering the food and drink show here on Stray FM is that I get to chat to the lovely Steph Moon. Steph,
hey,
nice to see you again.
Good to see you, Pete.
And what a dish you've brought in for us. What are we doing?
Well, you know what, Pete? I've gone quite traditional, but it's very, very seasonal. It's very springtime. It is some beautiful shepherd's pie.
Gorgeous. Lovely stuff. Now, am I right in thinking that shepherd's pie has to be done with lamb?
Absolutely.
Because if it's beef, it's cottage pie.
It's cottage pie, yep, definitely. If it's venison, it's hunter's pie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all that stuff.
So what have we got?
So shepherd's pie. I mean, the thing for me is minced lamb. Now is the time to be eating it. I mean, you look in the fields, they're everywhere. And it's a beautiful, fresh dish, this, that freezes well as well. If you make a big vat of it,
you can
make a lot and freeze it down if you wanted something for an easy lunch or dinner. But the thing I like about this is, you know, some onions in there, some garlic, some carrot in there for me. I like a bit of carrot in there. And then some lovely rich lamb stock. And you just roast that off with the mince, add a bit of tomato, and you make like a nice sort of mince base.
Yeah.
And then on the top, I've put some creamy mashed potatoes with some Yorkshire cheese and some Gruyere cheese,
because
I like the Gruyere brings a bit of clout, you know, because the Gruyere is quite strong, but I like a bit of Yorkshire cheddar in there as well, so I've mixed the two.
May I dig in?
You please do, Pete.
Excellent.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a good thing with the cheese as well. It's just adding the right amount of saltiness to the topping.
Yeah, it needs something, for me, like a nice crispy top is what it's all about. And, you know, I like it when it comes out the grill and it's almost bubbling, and that's a good sign.
So how long, ideally, how long are you looking to kind of cook the meat for? Slow cook or?
Not massively. I would fry the onion, garlic, add in the carrot, add in the minced lamb, fry that off for probably another 2 to 3 minutes, get it all breaking up so there's no big clumps of meat. And then I would add in the tomato, add in the stock, bring that up to the boil, and that will reduce into the meat and make the meat very sort of sticky and soft and tender like it is now. And then you could at that point add some more tomato. Some people add, you know, fresh tomatoes, whatever. Some people on the shepherd's pie do a layer of swede, but that just seems wrong to me.
It's gotta be those creamy potatoes.
I mean, it is a bit decadent, but what the hell, Pete?
That's nice. It's good. I'm looking forward to tucking into more of that.
Oh.
I know this coming week, or next week rather, you've got a big event on.
I've got a busy week. Well, this week and next week, Pete. So Saturday, I'm in York at York Festival doing a cookery demo. And then Sunday this week, I'm in Great Ouseburn, Open Gardens, in a gazebo. I'm hoping for good weather. I'm in Anne's garden. I can't wait. A lady called Anne, and she's making her own marmalade and doing all sorts. So we're going to have fun. And we're doing a cookery demo, and we're expecting anything from sort of 5 people to 50. I've no idea how many are going to turn up, but it's open garden, so you can wander around the whole of the village and go in people's gardens.
That'd be lovely.
But then next week, a little bit different, so talk about variety. I am actually at the Long Table Dinner, which is on Thursday the 13th of June at 6:45. It's in the Valley Gardens, and there's a few tickets left, but you've got to be quick. And we're having a Yorkshire feast.
Brilliant.
On one massive long table, Pete. And we've got entertainment. We've got some fantastic drinks on as well as the food. We're having lamb, but we're also having the giant peach, which will be interesting.
Oh, wow. Brilliant. James and Giant Peach. Fantastic.
Something like that.
So if people want tickets, Harrogate Festivals is where they can sort
go
them.
To Harrogate Festivals or ring them up, you know, and book in.
Steph, always a pleasure.
Oh, thanks, Pete.
And normal service will be resumed next week.
I know.
William will be back with his tan from Ibiza.
I'll have to cook something Spanish, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. See you soon. Cheers, Steph.
Thank you.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week
on Stray FM.